Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
I have just been feeling very overstimulated, very overwhelmed, like mentally exhausted. Physically, I'm fine. I'm still going to Pilates 2 times a week now, okay, period. But physically, I feel fine. Emotionally, I feel fine. But I realize mentally, I've been feeling very overwhelmed. And ironically enough, I saw a video on TikTok about this girl talking about, I think, 5 or 7 types of rest. And it's on my list to watch it. I think it's a TED Talk that talks about 5 or 7 types of rest. And most of us always think we need physical rest. Some of us, we get, like me, for example, right now, we get mentally overstimulated and we think we need to take a nap. When in reality, napping is you resting your physical body, but your physical body is not tired. Your physical body is fine. It's your mind. So you need to do things to rest your mind. And I have not been doing that. I have all of these ideas and thoughts and things I want to do and all of this extra stuff and visions and all of that stuff on my mind that I have not been expressing or addressing. I have not been journaling as much as I used to, so I don't have that outlet. And I literally feel overstimulated and overwhelmed mentally. And I realized that I have to, here's why I am making this episode. I'm making this episode because I feel like, number one, it can't just be me, right? And if this is you right now, or if you have felt that, or feel like you're at risk of feeling that in the future based on how you've been living your life, I'm just basically going to be talking about, like, what it is, how I've been feeling, and what I'm going to do to address it, right? Now, I thought about watching another video on YouTube or looking at videos for like sensory overload, mental rest, how to rest your mind, blah, 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 just to see if there's useful information or tips. But even the thought of that drains me because I feel like I've been taking in so much and not giving myself an outlet for what's already on my mind. And the reason why this is so detrimental is because, remember, I've been telling y'all that Q1 was so productive and Q2 is just all over the place. My consistency has not been what it should. Some of my habits have been very unstable as well, like off again, on again. And I realized that literally all of this is stemming from that mental overstimulation, because every other aspect that I can recall is fine. Emotionally, I'm fine. Physically, I'm fine. But because mentally I'm not fine, spiritually I've also been distracted. One of the things I realized last year when I was a lot closer to God and I left my job and I was, you know, like when you in tough situations, that's when you tend to be closest to Him and rely on Him and whatnot. I realized that last year I was very close to Him because I could also hear what He was telling me. I could also hear my intuition. I felt like I was guided last year because I could hear His voice, right? If you know, you know. I felt like I could hear Him. When I prayed, when I had questions, I received the answers because my mind was quiet enough to hear them. I was still enough to hear them. Because I have been so overly stimulated this past 2 months, my mind has been very distracted. And because my mind has been very distracted, I have not been able to hear Him. So I pray and I don't get the answers because I'm filling my mind and my attention with TikTok, with Netflix, with even Audible, with books. And even if that's like a positive thing, that's a good goal, I have not been making myself available to hear Him because I'm always filling my mind and my attention with something. I'm always distracted. I have been overly stimulating myself, so I have not been able to hear Him. And because I have not been able to hear Him, it has also made me feel very confused. I feel like once upon a time I had clarity last year when I was closest to Him. But because I've allowed myself to be so distracted, I haven't heard from Him in a while. And I feel confused because my clarity is clouded. My judgment and my discernment is almost clouded because I have not heard from Him in a while. And it makes me question if I know what I'm doing anymore. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like I had to say this because somebody might be feeling this way. And I literally just realized this morning. And I made a journal entry finally. And I said that I've literally had it. I'm tired. Because I've been mentally overstimulating myself, consuming a lot of social media, watching Netflix. And the thing is, I'm not the type of person who watches Netflix all of the time, but lately, because I've been mentally overstimulated and I didn't know I was overstimulated, after work, especially if it's a tough, busy day, my mind will be so tired. I'm like, I need to do something mindless. And my mindless solution is watching Netflix, picking a random movie. That's like 2-3 hours of my time. I'm not actually allowing my mind to rest. Some of the things we think are mindless it's actually not mindless because you are distracting yourself. Your mind is not actually resting. You are focusing on something. You are watching a movie. You are still distracted. Your mind is not quiet. You are taking in like a whole movie. I used to think it was mindless and it was relaxing, but it's not for me mentally. Maybe physically I can be relaxed because I'm sitting down or lying down on a couch, but mentally I'm still being distracted. My mind is not at rest. And I didn't know it was mental or sensory overload. So I thought it was physical tiredness. So I tried to rest my physical body, but I was still constantly distracting my mind. So that led to a lot of mindless scrolling on TikTok or watching movies on Netflix because I would have things to do and I'd be like, I just really don't feel like it because I'm tired. not realizing which type of tired I was. And I was just making the problem worse. Like last night I stayed up until 4:30 in the morning watching Young, Famous, and African. And it was pissing me off. I know the stuff is scripted, but it was pissing me off, okay? But I enjoy watching it. I stayed up till 4. Me, somebody who's already overstimulated, stayed up till 4 watching something, and I know I need to rest my mind. You see what I mean? Like, and I don't know if there is more to this, like from a science perspective, but it's like my mind is tired, but maybe because I've developed the poor habit of scrolling on TikTok so much, even though my mind is tired, when I'm bored, quote unquote, I will pick up my phone and start mindlessly scrolling. But that's adding to the problem. You see what I'm saying? I didn't even realize this was all mental. I didn't realize it was a mental overload. I'm overly stimulated mentally. So I'm too distracted to hear from God. So my clarity, my judgment, my discernment is foggy right now. Sometimes I question if I know what I'm doing or where I'm going. Because my mind is tired, I feel drained. I don't feel like doing what I'm supposed to do, quote unquote. And I listen to these feelings because I'm so tired. And I watch more Netflix or scroll or do something or listen to music or read a book. And I am not resting the one thing that is so tired right now, which is my mind. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.